Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I've had the opportunity to interview some very interesting people over the years, and this week I'm in London, England, and I've had so many interesting interviews, and one of the most interesting people I've met is our guest today. Her name is Shanine Clark, and she has a very interesting testimony that I think will inspire you, so stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there. Or just call that number one more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Well, Shanine, thank you for agreeing to talk to me. And your testimony, as I've gotten to know you, is just absolutely fascinating. And I'll start by saying that you were born in this country to parents of Asian Indian heritage. We Americans say that because we have our American Indians, which are very different than the real Indians. And how did you come to faith in Christ? A little bit maybe about your background and how you came to faith in Christ.
Well, I was born and raised in London and from very strict Indian family who were very concerned that I would become very westernized and perhaps go ahead and marry an Englishman. So my father was in the army and he wanted to make sure that he kept his family name. So being brought up in the West, of course, I was always under threat. And my father said one day, he said, Shanine, you know what? If you're not going to be a doctor, I suggest that we actually get you engaged at a very young age. So I was actually engaged at the age of 14 years old, ready to get married at the age of 16. But something amazing happened, which is always a lovely story to share. And this is it. At the age of 14, I went to AIDS camp in Butlins, and it's well known here. It's a camp and it's not very delightful. It's not glamorous, but it was a youth camp my uncle invited me to. And I was very curious as a teenager, quite rebellious, and I was looking for the meaning of life, the meaning of purpose. I'm searching out there like any young teenager out there. And I got zapped, as we say in London. I was touched by the power of the Holy Spirit in a meeting, heard a message on David and Goliath. And I came back home after a week completely transformed and had this incredible encounter with the presence of God. And my father was quite shocked as I walked through the door. I had a T-shirt, or sweatshirt it was really, with Jesus Loves You. And at the back, I turned around and said, he's coming back very soon. So my father said, what on earth has happened to you, Shanine? I said, Dad, I've decided I'm going to America. Yes, big America, to Bible college to become an evangelist. He said, well, you know, Indian girls don't become evangelists. It's not in our culture. I suggest you get married and then you'll go off to theology and whatever you want to do. I said, oh, Dad, please, I'll become a nun. He said, we certainly don't have nuns in the Indian culture either. So it was difficult. So I had a lot of limitations growing up as a young teenager. And I actually was quite a wild teenager. I got involved in the youth ministry locally in the community, had young people coming into my home, and we prayed for them. People, the sick were getting healed. The Holy Spirit was moving in power by the baptism of the Spirit. And my family were actually very moved. So I took them to the local church, and they were all saved. Yes, from a Hindu, Sikh sort of heritage, my family was saved. My mother had arthritis and she was completely healed. And then my uncle, who was in a wheelchair for 17 years, was totally healed. My nephew Daniel, he had a skin disorder that the doctors couldn't solve, and they said he will live with it for the rest of his life, and he was completely healed. So we were encountering incredible miracles. But, you know, one of the things that I learned during my teens was that God uses women. So that really got me excited, because I thought, wow, God uses broken women. And I was handed this book called A Daughter of Destiny by Catherine Coleman at a very tender age. And it really impacted my life, because this woman was broken. She was divorced, but God used her. So I said, God, count me in. If you use women, I want to be one of those. My pastor, Dennis Beattie, a Scottish man, was an usher in her meetings and often talked about the presence of God and the tangible anointing. And it always intrigued me. So I thought, wow, I want to experience this anointing of God. So he asked me to preach one Sunday morning. I was 16 years old. And of course, the only photograph I had of Catherine Coleman was her front cover. And she wore these gowns, which was obviously really ridiculous looking at them now. But at the time, they were quite trendy. And my mother went and brought me a long brown gown, and I wore that. And I preached on Dare to Be Great, on David and Goliath. That was my first sermon. And the ministry began to grow, and the youth ministry, I began to see God's power moving in my life greatly. And then sadly, my father decided that I had to get married at the age of 17, which was a big blow to me, because I was planning to go to Rhema Bible College, become this amazing evangelist, take the world on. And there was my father standing in the distance in my life, interrupting my dream and saying, Shaneen, you are going to get married, regardless what happens in your life. So I got married at a tender age of 17. I never forget, I went on my honeymoon, and my fare for travel was child fare, because I was still under the age of 18. So I was paying child fare while I was traveling married to this man in England. And then we got married, and my marriage first year was quite verbally abusive, and it was very difficult. I left him three times. I was forced to go back the third time to my husband, because the culture is all about face in the Indian culture. Went back, and sadly, it didn't work out, and I divorced. Yes, divorced. And I'm sure there's many listeners out there who perhaps been through a divorce and you find it difficult, but God can heal you. He healed me, and he's got hope for you. If you're out there and you're going through a divorce, or perhaps you are divorced, I want to tell you today that there's hope for you. God is a God of the second chance, and he gave me that second chance. I ran away from the call of God because the church was very judgmental, and I hid in a large church, actually, in London, where no one knew me, so I could hide in the church. But of course, the call of God was tugging, as it always does. And the pastors in our church asked us to become pastorate leaders. And I thought, well, I don't quite want the frontline ministry in my life. But you know, that tugging goes on. And some of you might understand that tugging. Maybe you're having a tugging right now as you're listening. But that tug was very real to me one night. I heard a voice say, put the television on. And I thought, well, I don't know. That can't be God. Normally tells me to switch it off. I'm like, well, put the TV on. And as I put the television on, it was the man called Steve Hill, a revivalist. He came on and he said, you woman in London, you're divorced and you're running away from the call of God. And he goes, God's going to resurrect your call back into your life. And as he spoke into my life, that very moment, I felt the fire of God go right through my body. My whole body became electrified. I felt this anointing, this presence, and I had a real encounter with God that day. And I repented, and I returned back to the call of God. And it's been amazing. I got very involved with a very influential society in London, and I began to hold teas at the Ritz with corporate business people to reach them at a place that they could relate to and it was relevant and they could dress up and come to. So we brought very high-flying speakers like the chaplain to the Queen. Cherie Blair was one of our speakers, Baroness Cox, and many others. But one particular Ritz tea, which you like this story, we invited the presence of God and we prayed for a few people, and they were slain in the spirit. I always call it floored in the spirit. But they were floored and they were on the floor. And of course, the waiters thought there was something in the tea that day. So they called the ambulance, and we've got these ambulances waiting outside the Ritz tea. And the waiters are looking at us in dread. And I've told them, it's okay, you've got nothing to worry about. They thought it was that some potion in the Indian tea or something, you know, but it obviously wasn't. It was the presence of God. And it was wonderful. We've witnessed God's power now in corporate, in the marketplace, in the church, in the communities. And God is opening so many doors in my life. And I'm so grateful because he's resurrected a dead dream in my life. And I believe that once you have a call on your life, God will never give up on you. No matter what's happened in your life, no matter what you're going through or moved to, God has a plan for you. And he'll reach you, whether it's through TV, through a neighbor, in an argument on the street. He'll get to you, because when God has ordained and predestined your destiny, he will get you and he will be on your case, and he will use the most unusual people to speak into your life.
This is very interesting, and you're a very easy person to interview. I ask you one question, you just take off. You've obviously done this many times before, but I couldn't help but think of the connection, even though we've only known each other about a year, how in many ways our lives cross, because Jamie Buckingham is the one who wrote that book, Daughter of Destiny. I actually had the opportunity to interview Catherine Coleman. I went to one of her meetings. I interviewed her afterwards. I did a story that was on the front page of the newspaper. I later ran it in this small magazine that was just starting called Charisma Magazine. And I believe that that interview, which would have run in October, was probably the last article ever written about her. She died the following February, and she was a great woman. Steve Hill was a personal friend of mine. He passed away not long ago, and to think that God would give him a prophetic word wherever he was in America, I guess, that would speak to you in London. I mean, it's just incredible to think, and how God has used you. And in the few minutes we have left, we don't have time to do everything about your ministry, but you actually minister all over the world. Mm-hmm. So just kind of describe the kind of ministry you do. You already told us how you minister to the sort of, we would call it high society, at the Ritz. I had opportunity to be at the Ritz at one of your teas. It's magnificent, almost beyond description. And you can only really minister to certain people in an environment in which they're comfortable. But when you minister around the world in places like Norway and other places you've been, your ministry is different. So describe that to us.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I struggled a little bit with the seeker-friendly life we have today and to be relevant. And I didn't want to lose the edge of the core ministry of Jesus Christ. So I love to see the demonstration of the gospel. So wherever I go, we see people healed and touched and transformed. I just got back from Italy and Norway, where we saw the power of God, and people's lives were being touched. We had 200 salvations every night. We had people healed, deaf ears and broken arms, to people coming out of wheelchairs. Now, that doesn't happen in every meeting. In some meetings, you're not allowed, perhaps, to minister in great liberty. But I do see that. My heart is to see, you know, people being transformed, being set free, and to see the demonstration of the power of the gospel. But I love the local church. I'm a local girl. I go to a local church. I believe it's very important to belong to a body. So I've been in my local church for 20 years. I served there, and God has used me there. And I travel. I'm off to America soon, and then we're off to India, and hopefully the Middle East. So we're doing a lot of ministry, and I love to empower. And for me, my thing is that if you have a dream, you can make it happen. If you just learn to just do the little things, the small steps, you'll end up climbing huge staircases. So God bless you. And I love being here with Steve Strang. He is so special. I didn't realize how special he was. And I've really got to know you, Steve. And I'm very grateful for what you've done for our nation here in England. And I've been to Buckingham Palace. And, you know, you've blessed us so much at this conference. And you have such a genuine heart for the gospel and for the people of God. And so bless you. And I look forward to traveling across the nations. That's where my heart is. And preaching the good news. And I believe God is using women in this hour. I'm not Catherine Coleman, but I respect the anointing on her, but that anointing's on so many people today. And we are in a cutting edge movement right now. We are in a great reformation right now. And there are young people rising up everywhere across the nations. When I was in Italy, I saw young people. We had 3,000 people one night, and 70% of them were young people on fire for God, looking for transparency, authenticity, and they were just looking for the real gospel. So get out there and get the gospel out. God bless you.
That is so inspiring. Thank you for being with me on this podcast. And thank you to my listeners. And tune in again to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Their number is 586-773-6568. Get credentialed today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.